This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. High streets are absolutely peppered with artisan bakeries, and there's a huge choice. There's wholemeal, organic, spelt, rye, walnut, and the most popular for so many people seems to be sourdough. Well, what actually is sourdough? Why is it the choice for so many people, and how easy is it to make at home? Well, Vanessa Kimball is the author of The Sourdough School and has brought in the perfect sourdough, which, on account of us not actually having an oven, she obviously cooked earlier. Vanessa, why did you become a sourdough fanatic?
Yeah, I guess I'm a little obsessed. Grew up partly in southwest France, working in a little bakery when I was a little girl. I trained as a baker, did an apprenticeship in France. And I didn't really think anything of it until I was at university. And little did I know, but I had some very, very strong antibiotics. I now understand that they wiped out part of my gut microbiome. And suddenly I was a baker who couldn't eat wheat. And it was the end of a career for me, and it was like being a vegetarian butcher.
So sourdough became your answer. But let's get to the bottom.
A few years later, because I didn't eat bread for about 5 years, had to change career, and then accidentally ate some sourdough and back in France, after 5 years of not eating sourdough of any bread at all, the doctors couldn't give me an answer, and I discovered I could digest sourdough, and it was a complete revelation to me, because this was the bread that I've been connected to all my life.
Okay, now this is difficult because you've got to get it into a relatively short period. What is sourdough?
I've brought a starter here for you to have a little look at. Can you hear it go? Did you hear that puff?
Yeah, it popped.
That was, yeah, that's actually a chocolate sourdough starter. Have a little smell.
Let's have a sniff.
Yeah. Chocolatey, sweet.
Chocolatey, sweet, but slightly sour.
Sour tang, yeah. That's the acidity that's created by these live microbes that are in there. So,
but what did you put in there to make the starter?
It's just flour and water, and with that one, a little bit of cocoa powder. But that's not necessary. It's just an interesting kind of combination. But the microbes that you find in sourdough starter are wild yeast and lactic acid bacteria. And what they do is they are symbiotic. They work in unison with each other. The yeast, the wild yeast, produce the CO2 that makes the bread rise and those lovely bubbles that give you that voluptuous, gorgeous, creamy crumb. But the lactic acid bacteria produce two types of acid. They produce lactic acid, which you would know as being yogurty. So if you sniff that, you
it
can
smell.
It does
have a yogurty smell about
so
it.
So that's the kind of yogurty
side.
Have
you better put the lid on or it'll lose all its goodness?
And then
I'm worried about it not working anymore.
It will be very robust. And then the other acid it produces is acetic acid, which is like vinegar. Now, it's actually fermenting in there. And that fermentation process is very similar to the way you would ferment cheese or wine or beer or anything, or even cocoa. And it transforms the flour into something that is far more nutritious, far more digestible. And, well, as you can see...
Yeah, that's a very impressive-looking loaf, which I cannot wait to taste a slice of. However, what grains are best for making this type of bread? Can you use any type of flour?
Well, I've actually bought you a few to have a little look at. Mm. So the most nutritious bread that you can eat is whole grain, because it's got all the goodness of the grain in there. The difficulty is that if you eat the whole grain that is not long slow fermented, you can lose some of the nutrients. There's a specific...
I was trying to taste it. It's too hard. It'll break my teeth. So I won't do that.
No.
But it's just wheat, whole grain wheat. Yeah.
So the long slow fermentation process neutralises some of the parts that make it less nutritious. Specifically something called phytic acid, which kind of holds onto the minerals in it. And unfortunately, if you eat whole grain unfermented bread, you poop out quite a lot of the minerals. Sorry.
And you reckon that you should only use stone ground organic?
No, I think it's about finding the kind of bread that you like to eat. But for the most nutritious bread, whole grain is best, and obviously from where I'm standing, organic has the most microbial activity.
Now, how easy is sourdough to make at home? Because I get the impression it might be a bit of a long process.
It's actually very easy. I think the difficulty really is simply about understanding that you are working with something that's alive. And a friend of mine who actually wrote the foreword, Richard Hart, who is in Copenhagen, he describes it as farming microbes. It's a fantastic description, because you have to build them, and you feed them, you nurture them, and they grow in population, and your dough grows, and it's just gets bigger, and the dough gets airier, and the microbes get more, and you get more delicious bread.
Now, I'm going to taste the bread during the cereal, and we will speak after the cereal. But just briefly, how, even in an artisan bakery, can you be sure that you're buying real, authentic sourdough?
You can't, not unless you have the audacity to ask questions. You have to get to the bottom of whether or not your sourdough is real, because there are many fake sourdoughs out there, which is very difficult if you have a digestion issue.
What's the questions you should ask, quick?
If it's from a real sourdough starter, and ask to see the starter, ask how they refresh it, ask what they feed it, but find out if it's something that's alive, or if it's a flavour that's a powdered sourdough that has no transformative ability whatsoever.
Vanessa Kimball, thank you very much. There is bread there is butter there, there's a jar of what looks like marmalade. I can't wait. I have been eating sourdough. I've had a whole slice. Vanessa, it was delicious, and I don't feel bloated. That means it's better for your stomach.
It's just more easily digestible. It's been digested before you ate it. So it's much easier for anyone who has IBS or digestive issues to manage to digest.
And it was crunchy and tasty. Vanessa Kimball, thank you.
Thank you.
Sourdough bread is good. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.